Hello?
Oh, hi, Mary, please.
Marie Rocha?
Yes, please.
It is her husband, but yes, that number.
Hi, Mr. Rocha. I was calling because she has an account with us for a new face company, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So is she the only one that handles that, or could you help by chance?
For what was it again?
It's for Local Splash. We do your Google and your Bing and your website and the hosting and all of the optimization.
Yeah, they have said that they have canceled it because it never went through. So they had let us go.
We already
talked to the people.
So this account hasn't been canceled. I don't know who you talked to. But Marie and I had a conversation on the 14th, and she was saying that funds are tight right now. So I offered to, you know, once we get the payment up to speed, to push the next billing out 30 days. Because in the terms and conditions that she acknowledged with her e-signature, she agreed to an automatic renewal of $149 each month on the 7th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call 3 business days prior to cancel. So since that hadn't taken place, there's a past due balance of $149. But come August 7th, it'll be $298. That will continue to reoccur until we get this settled.
You can talk to her because she don't want to talk to them because They never gave us information, the passcode. I've paid a whole month, and they never gave me nothing because they were waiting for a code. I never got it, so they just canceled it. And they already talked to somebody that we don't have. They're not going to be charging us nothing because we had no business with them. They never gave us nothing for the whole month that we were with them. Nothing. So I was waiting for one code, and when I got it, they denied me. So
in the terms and conditions, it also discloses that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days, and that's because you have to wait for that code and get it back to us, and we have to submit it to Google and optimize it, and it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of content creation, manual submissions.
They already told me that it didn't go through because I need a license, so I can't get it. So after that second process, they told me no. So why am I going to keep on paying? So that's what they told me. They already told my wife that I can't get it because I don't have license. So
you don't need a license to be displayed on Google. You need a license to do the Google guaranteed ads, but not to do the optimization for the Google places. So the only reason Google sends you a PIN code is they're protecting you as a small business in Houston from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So that's why Google sends you that code. You get it back to us. We submit it to them, and then they publish you. And it's just, like I say, Google's way of protecting you as a small business. So it's actually a good thing.
Well, like I said, you want to talk to my wife because she's going to run all that. You want the number?
I have another number. Let me ask you if this is it. If not, I'll take it down. So I have the 452-4937.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the other number? Okay, I'll give her a call on the other number, and we'll get this straightened up. But thank you for your help.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.